Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
32935.
Okay, thank you. All right, 32935. Okay, one moment, please. And may I also have your name, please?
Linda Evers.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Evers. One moment, please. Okay, and I'm still accessing information. I apologize for the wait.
The more you want it, the slower it goes. The new Murphy's Law.
Oh, a new Murphy's Law?
Well, the with a computer, yeah. The more you need it, the slower it goes.
Okay. All right, so that helps me there. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
1512 Stewart Avenue, Melbourne, Florida, 32935.
Okay. All right, thank you for that information. I have gotten an account located showing your name and address. And let's see. You are calling us about the Bites Hub meal app, which provides a customer with meal plans and recipe guides to help you to eat and feel better. How can I assist today?
Is that for the $49.89 charged on my card on the 18th?
It is, and it looks like it was originally billed on the 13th of January when there was a contest entry or sweepstake or something like that. It shows it was a Dyson vacuum. This was in the terms and conditions, and yet the subscription for the Bites Hub meal app is $49.89 per month.
Okay, I did not order that. I do not want it on my account. I need that to be canceled and my money to be returned. I am on a fixed income. I cannot afford this. I will never open another freaking email again, but this is wrong. If I have to go to the bank and close my account and go through 9 yards of red tape, I will complain from here till hell freezes over, but this is not right.
Okay, ma'am. Do you remember completing a survey and doing a contest or a sweepstake entry?
No.
Okay. Now, I can get you to the fraud department, but it shows that the Dyson vacuum was the item that was offered on the 13th of January.
I looked at those last spring, last summer, but came up with the conclusion that the vacuum I'm using is absolutely fine, that I did not want to spend that money. And again, I am on a fixed income. I cannot do that.
Okay, well, we do not process these requests. This was done on a web page. Normally, it's with the use of a customer's Android or iPhone. Information gets sent to the email address that they provide. This was done on the 13th of January. Here, we offer discounts. This does help you to count calories. I'd be happy to offer a $20 discount off the subscription if you wanted to change your mind.
Honey, I can't afford the $49.89. If I do that, my car insurance will bounce on my bank account. So I'm telling you, I need the money put back. I need this canceled, and I don't ever want to do business like this again.
All right. We're able to provide a refund based on the age of the charge. You said it shows on the 18th is probably when it posted, but here it shows it was January 13th at 10:41 p.m.,
Okay, here's what you need to understand. My bank cannot do anything about it until it came out of the pending stage. And thanks to our long weekend, this is the first day it has come up not in a pending state. So if you can't put it back, my bank will, but I'm going to have to cancel cards and go through a hell of a lot of trouble. And it seems very aggravating for something that I didn't do.
Okay, ma'am, well, we don't process the orders, so that's why we go through a bit of a protocol. So if you can allow me a moment, I will do my best to assist.
Thank you.
where is the, oh, there's the page, looking all over. Okay, normally when a request has been done, so it could have been someone in the household or it could have been a mistake, we're able to refund all but the $5. It shows that this was, it's not quite a week old since it shows it was done on the 13th.
Okay, well, there's no one in my house but me and a cat, and I didn't do it, and I know damn well she didn't get on my phone. So
okay,
whatever
you
need
holding,
to do.
Please? Do you mind holding, please? Okay, thank you. All right, thank you so much for holding. For the $49.89, please allow 3 to 5 business days for that to show the reflected back to the account.
And is there any way that you can put, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're fine, ma'am.
Is there any way that you can put a block, a cancel, a anything on this account? Because I don't want this to happen again.
It's already canceled. Yes, ma'am, it's canceled to prevent any future charges. And you have a full refund for that $49.89. Excuse me. And I have the transaction number for the refund.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, that's 689-642-2415.
Okay, and what is your name?
It's Rachel.
What's your number? I want to repeat this number back to you. 689-642-2415.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. That's the transaction number provided for the provided by the system. For the full refund, please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back.
Thank you for your assistance.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.